This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, January 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it's playoff week. The playoff week is officially here. The regular season is over for half the league, over half the league. Their season has come to an end. The Eagles, they march on. They will play the San Francisco 49ers this upcoming weekend, coming off of a loss to the Commanders that could have impacted their playoff seeding in a major way. So we will talk about the 49ers matchup a ton this week. My initial impression is I think it's a good matchup. I think it's a game they could win. We'll have daily pods every day this week at 10 a.m. Me and James, as you know, when it's playoff time, we do daily pods. But that won't stop these daily pods. These pods are going to be focused more on what the players said and those type of things, schedule, injury, that, all that type of stuff. And me and James will be talking about the game and more opinionated fun stuff that me and James do. So today at 10 a.m. we'll be recording a pod. It's going to be live on Twitter if you want to come hang out with the people that watch it. And then, of course, we'll continue to talk about that. So, but this pod is going to be about the Eagles' loss to the Commanders, a disastrous loss for the team that ends up costing them the number two seed. Had they won the game, because the Lions beat the Bears, they would be the number two seed. Their playoff opponent would be different. They would have two home games coming up, but instead, they lose the game to the Commanders. So we're going to get into all that about what Nick had to say about the decisions not to play the starters, talk about some more stuff from the game. Me and James mostly just debated whether it was the right decision on the pod. The post-game pod, this one is going to be more about what the player, what really Nick had to say. So let's get into it as we always do so that you guys can go enjoy your Monday and get ready for that 10 a.m. pod. So on the schedule for today, as I said, Nick Sirianni, 10 a.m. Daily Pod with me and James, 10 a.m. So come and check that out. And then Nick Sirianni will speak to the media today at 3:15 like he normally does. At this point, he'll have more about the matchup with the 49ers, maybe some injury updates, all those good things. So Nick Sirianni at 3:15, which I'm assuming will be on the afternoon show on the Odyssey app if you want to listen to that. And then, of course, the Mailata Show, 6 to 7, me, Spike Eskin, Jordan Mailata, in the Players Lounge, me, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and a player that we'll find out about later today. So that is what is on your schedule for today. In addition to just thinking and talking about the Eagles 24/7, Daily Pod at 10 a.m., me and James. Nick Sirianni, 3:15. Jordan Mailata Show at 6. Players Lounge at 7. And then we kind of do it all again the next day. So I'm excited for the week. Get this ugly loss out in the rearview mirror. But for now, let's keep talking about it. The injury report from the game. Two key players suffer injuries in the game. Grant Calcaterra goes to the medical tent. It's announced he has an ankle knee injury. He doesn't return. Did see him after the game, and he did not have any brace or anything on. So ultimately, I do think he will probably be okay for the playoff game. And then Brett Toth went to the locker room with a concussion. It's unclear at this point whether he'll be in the protocol or not, but he did not return to the game. So Brett Toth, a key backup offensive lineman, and Calcaterra, their second tight end, get hurt in the game, and we'll see what they end up doing and if they're able to play against the 49ers. But the good news is, as a result of sitting the starters, they should be healthy outside of that. So Calcaterra and Brett Toth, the two key guys to keep an eye on this week, in addition to Lane Johnson from an injury perspective. All right. Let's get into what Nick Sirianni had to say. So as I said, and as you know, had the Eagles played the starters, they likely win the game, and they're probably the number two seed. They probably wake up this morning as the number two seed. But they didn't play the starters, they lose the game, and they are the three seed with a different playoff matchup. So Nick Sirianni was asked about the decision not to play the starters, and here's what he had to say.
Nick, obviously with the Lions winning, you guys had a chance at the two seed there. With that outcome, do you regret the decision not to play the starters?
No. You go through your process. You make what you think is the best decision for the football team. And that's what we did. I knew this was an outcome that these things could happen. Like I said to you guys, one thing I could guarantee was giving them rest. I couldn't guarantee anything else. And us being healthy and going into the playoffs healthy is a big deal for us. And, that's served us well in the past. And so, again, I know there'll be debate on that, but, I have to do what's best, what I think's best for the football team moving forward, and that's what I did.
So I get it, right? And me and James talked about this afterwards. Like, they prioritized health over the number two seed, and they got what they wanted. Like, their starters were not hurt on Sunday. Jalen is healthy. Mailata, healthy. Like, Jalen Carter, healthy. All their guys are healthy, right? So they got what they wanted out of it. But I also think you can look at this in the way that something happened that they thought probably wouldn't happen, right? Like they probably expected the Bears to beat the Lions. The Bears almost did beat the Lions, right? So like ultimately, if they could make the decision again with the new piece of information, I know that's how they can't do it, but if I make a decision, right, and then afterwards I get new information, it's okay to say, I wish I would have made the decision differently considering how things played out, right? I'm sure we all have things, whether it's a purchase or whatever in your life, a purchase, a decision, like whatever, where once it plays out and you have more information, you're like, yeah, that probably wasn't the best decision, right? And I know that had they played them, there could have been injuries, but the fact that they had the two seed right there and didn't get it, like, that's bad. That's bad. So I get that he's going to say he doesn't regret the decision. I get that they truly do prioritize health. It is something that has worked for them over the years. Like, I get it. But obviously, this decision did not work out. So that was Nick's explanation as to not playing the starters. Later on, or really, actually was later in the press conference, Nick was asked about the possibility of putting the starters back in the game or in the game later on, right? Like, when they saw the Lions were up, I think it was 16-0 at one point, did they consider putting Jalen in? Did they consider putting in the starters so they could go out and win the game? And Nick was asked about that.
Nick, the idea of inserting starters late in the game when you see how things are unfolding, both with the Chicago game and here, why was that not an option on the table?
Yeah, I don't think that's, with the guys that haven't been going all the game, and then to throw them in there in the third or fourth quarter, I don't think that's fair to them. And then that kind of, you make, like I said, you make a decision early in the week, and that's what you go with. Now, guys would have had to be ready if people were going down. You know, with what happened at safety, Reed was ready to go in if there was something else that was gonna happen. But again, you make decisions, right? And that's your job as a head coach. You have to make tough decisions. And that's why, you know, and half the people are going to agree with it, half the people aren't. Half you guys are going to agree with it, half you aren't. And that's okay. But you have to do what you think's best for the football team. And so to change course, if you make that decision and you're convicted on it and then change course in the middle, I think that puts the guys in a tough spot. And again, you know, I knew that this could be the outcome, right? I knew, and we knew all these things, like, I didn't know the outcome of the other game. It ended up going the way we wanted, you know, we wanted it to go. But again, I did what I did because I did what I felt was best for the football team.
So I think a component of this, and Nick talks about it there, is if guys haven't warmed up since 4 o'clock, that they're cold going into the game. I get that. Like, I do. And I also know that every game, there are players that don't warm up since 4 o'clock and go in the game. Now, that's injury related, right? Where, like, they have to go in. But like, you can get guys warmed up. Like, guys can warm up on the sideline. Guys can warm up in the locker room on the bike. Guys can be on the bike on the side. Like, there are ways to get guys prepared to play. Guys play in a game when people are hurt all the time. And, like, yes, I get that it is risky and it's a different type of you-have-to situation. But this was a situation where that 2 seed was there. So here's the bottom line. They just don't care much about the 2 seed. They don't. And so they are acting, and they acted in a way where they don't care about the 2 seed. Now, they could be proven correct about that. They could win the first game against the Niners. They could go on the road in the second game, maybe, right? And they could win. And it could end up being irrelevant, right? They could end up going to the Super Bowl, winning it, and we'll all look back at this and say, hey, it worked out. And maybe they'll be right again. Like, that could happen. But unless you think it's easier to play on the road than at home, their path is now harder if it's chalk. Like, again, it might play out a different way, but the path they have chosen is likely going to be harder than the path that they would have just stuck with, right? Had they played the starters today, risked health, but then ended up with the 2 seed, their path would be easier than it is now. Now, if Jalen's injured, like, I get 1,000 different things could happen. But the bottom line is they didn't value the 2 seed and they didn't get it. Like, they didn't get it. Had they valued the 2 seed more, they likely could have had it today. So we will see if it ends up working out. But they did not go for the 2 seed. They didn't get it, even though it was right there for the taking. So definitely not the best outcome for them. Now, one interesting thing is they did decide to play Devontae Smith. So Devontae Smith plays in the game. He tops 1,000 yards. He has a few catches at the beginning of the game. They get him out of there, and he gets out safe and healthy, right? So Nick was asked about the decision to play Devontae, even though they very much prioritized health, and here is what Nick had to say.
How did you go about balancing the emphasis on health versus playing Devontae so that he could get the 1,000 yards?
Yeah, you know, we were safe with him as far as what kind of routes we were running and what he was doing. And so, you know, that was something that we decided to do. And, you know, obviously you can't rest everybody. You know, there were guys that, you know, as far as D-line reps, some of those guys played into the, you know, through the game. You know, we tried to limit their reps a little bit, but, you know, and play a little bit less than they normally do. But with a position like D-line, you know, those are the circumstances that you have. But, yeah, decided to do that so you could go get 1,000, and he came out good.
So to me, this is almost indefensible. Like, they just talked, and you just heard them talk about the importance of health, right? Like, we want our health. We value our health. We think it's really important. And you're going to risk Devontae for 1,000 yards? Like, let's not act like this was a franchise-setting record, or this was, you know, like, his own, like, it's absurd. It's 1,000 yards in a season. No one's, I mean, I get, like, I'm not completely diminishing it. Like, I get 1,000 yards. Now he's had 3 in a row, whatever. Like, I get all that, but man, like, you're going to sit there and tell me you were willing to throw away the 2 seed because you value your health so much. But when it comes to Devontae playing for 1,000 yards, you're willing to risk Devontae for that. Like, Devontae's super important to this team. Devontae is critical in terms of their passing game. But they risked him for 1,000 yards. So you were willing to risk Devontae for the 1,000 yards, but you didn't care enough about the 2 seed. And here's another thing about the Devontae and the 1,000 yards. And I'm saying this in defense of AJ, to be clear, not ripping Devontae. I've covered Devontae his whole time here. I think he's an excellent teammate. I think he is selfless. Like, I think he is an Eagles Eagle. I think he is a great pro. All those things, right? Won't catch me saying anything negative about Devontae. But I want you to imagine a world where all the other starters sat and AJ Brown played so he could get 1,000 yards. And then after the game, like, talked about the 1,000 yards, right? Imagine what people would say about AJ if he did that. So I know that AJ paints his own, like, kind of makes his own bed in a way, right? And he does put himself in a situation where he gets viewed a way Devontae doesn't. But this is what I've been trying to say to you guys all year. Devontae also cares about these things, right? Or the team cared and put him out there, and that's even more silly. If the team decided to get him 1,000 yards because they thought it was cool to say we had 2,000 yards receivers and, you know, 1,000 yard running back, like, that's incredibly silly. But in a world where Devontae wanted to do it, isn't this something we would crush AJ for? So this was what I've been trying to say. Like, AJ and Devontae both care about their stats, like every other player does. AJ just does a worse job hiding it. But if AJ had gone out in a game where the entire message from the team is health to get 1,000 yards, like, we would be crushing him. And I also think from the team's perspective, how can you say you value health so much and then play Devontae for something somewhat meaningless? 1,000 yards is not a meaningful thing in any serious fashion. So it's hard for me. Like, I think those two decisions fly in the face of each other, and I think it was risky. Like, Devontae went up between two defenders today, fell on his back, like, after the catch. Like, he could have got hurt. Devontae's been banged up throughout the year. They valued the 1,000 yards for Devontae, and I know it's lower risk to play Devontae for 10 snaps than it is to play starters for the full game, but it is still a risk, right? And you could have gotten the lead early with the starters in, like, four series and then had the lead and milked it. Like, so they just don't value the two seed. And now they have to go out and prove that it doesn't matter. Now they have told us the two seed doesn't matter and we are fine without it. Now it's time for them to go prove it. And if they do, this is something we will look back on and say, yeah, they were right again. But if they go to Chicago and the offense struggles in the cold and they get pre-snap penalties because of the noise, this is the path they chose. Now it's up to them to go out and prove us all wrong. All right. On the other side, let's get into some of the players from the game, some thoughts we didn't get into on the post-game pod, and just different things from the actual game itself. So that'll be on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsors.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee played the first full game of the year this year and, started out okay. But obviously did not have the game he wanted, did not have the game I think many people thought he would have. I thought they would win the game because I thought Tanner would be the better quarterback in the game. I don't think Tanner was the better quarterback in the game. In fact, I think he very clearly was not the better quarterback in the game. He struggled with pressure. I think you saw the downside of having a quarterback that is not mobile and why the Eagles value a mobile quarterback. I think that, yes, with the starting offensive line, with AJ, with Devontae, with Saquon, like, things would be different. But you saw that how much it helps the Eagles offensive line that Jalen can move, because Tanner really struggled today with pressure, not only avoiding it, but once he got pressure on him, the play was somewhat dead for the most part. There was only a few times he was able to make plays after pressure got to him. Now, the other critical thing that happened today in terms of Tanner struggling was the interception. Like, two things that Jalen, I think, doesn't get enough credit for is what he adds to the offense from protecting the offensive line and mobility and taking care of the ball. And Tanner didn't do either of those things on Sunday. He had a critical interception in the red zone in a game that they lost by a touchdown. It's obviously very important that they turned the ball over in the red zone and didn't score there. And Tanner was asked about the interception, and here's what he had to say.
What happened on the interception in the red zone?
Yeah, just me trying to force it. Felt like I tried to get too much back in one play.
Yeah, so I saw the coverage. I knew what it was. Knew it was going to be a tight throw. Try to you know, fit a really tight ball in. Just dumb, trying to force it. You know, obviously that was one of the big things that I can learn from. And so yeah.
So first, like, I appreciate the honesty from Tanner that he knew what he was looking at and he made the throw anyway. I respect him saying that. I also think that's like a young player type thing to do. I think that it also is, you know, we talk a lot on this pod and as like a media and as a fan base about if Jalen should take more chances. Well, Jalen probably doesn't make that throw. I'm not saying Jalen wouldn't have thrown an interception today, but he doesn't make a throw like that, I don't think. A throw where he knows it's a super tight window throw and it's risky and it's in the red zone. I don't think Jalen makes that throw. So that really was the two main things, I think, because we have compared Tanner and Jalen a lot this year, right? There was times, you know, of course, there was a whole week where WIP talked about what it would be like if Tanner played and not Jalen. And I think you saw some of the weaknesses of Tanner's game right now. And obviously, they are better off right now with Jalen at quarterback than they are Tanner. But let's talk about some of the positives too, right? I thought Tanner did throw a couple really nice balls. I thought Tanner did do a good job of like timing throws. I thought his touchdown to Calcaterra was like on time, perfectly located. So there were positives for Tanner. And I think it's a tough spot for any quarterback and any of these players where you're playing with guys that you don't really play with all season. You know, you don't get week after week of reps with them. And I think if Tanner were to be a starter for a full year, he would improve week over week, because I think he is that type of player that would improve. And I think the coaching staff would be better working with him. But right now, like, obviously Jalen is the better quarterback for this team. And that was reinforced today. So throwing the interception was risky. He knew it was risky. It wasn't a risk he should have taken. And it really ended up hurting the team. And this is another thing. Like, the coaches, by not playing the starters, obviously didn't value the two seed. But I can't stress this enough. The Eagles thought they would win the game with this group of players. They thought they would win the game with this group of players, right? So if you want to say like they didn't care about the two seed, that's true. But they also thought they'd win, and they didn't. And so the players deserve blame for that as well. And much like when the Eagles lose a game, Jalen gets ripped, Tanner deserves to get ripped. Like, they thought Tanner would play better than he did. Tanner is a players lounge guy. Like, he's a good dude, but the truth is the truth, right? Just like Jalen's a good guy and we criticize him, Tanner was not good enough in this game. He made mistakes, and he lost to a very beatable Washington team. So, you know, this whole, like, will they trade Tanner this offseason? Will he get a chance at a starting job? Like, it could still happen. But this was a step back in that, in his trade value. So the Eagles value Tanner highly internally. They think highly of Tanner internally. That backfired today. Like, that flat out backfired. So not the best game from Tanner. A few other things. Tank Bigsby, awesome. Bigsby needs to play in the postseason. Like, Bigsby, I'm not saying split 50-50 with Saquon, but Bigsby ran behind a bad offensive line tonight and made things happen. He played with burst. He ran through contact. He played with emotion. Like, I thought that he gave life to the offense when he had the ball. I think in the postseason, he needs to touch the ball. Like, A, I think that he is a, like, you know, when a player's hot, right? Like, a player's, like, has it going. That's Tank right now. Like, Tank is running hot right now. And so next week, I'd give him the ball. I would give him a chance to go out and make plays. Not saying I'd bench Saquon or anything like that, but man, Tank really brings something. And I thought he was awesome. Jalix Hunt, also really good. Jalix Hunt is going to get a silly amount of money when he is eventually paid. He is athletic. That catch he made for the interception, it's an insane catch to make for any player, let alone an edge. Like, that's an interception you see a cornerback or a safety make, not an edge. So that was an awesome play by him. He had the fumble recovery. Like, he looked like he was supposed to look, and like all these players were supposed to look, which is like they're just better than the Commanders. The Eagles backups are supposed to be better than the Commanders. Jalix Hunt is a starter, and he dominated the way he should have. So awesome night for Jalix, who I think at this point probably is the team's best edge. Like, Jalen Phillips has a better resume, but I think Jalix Hunt is playing better than Jalen Phillips is right now. So awesome game from Jalix Hunt. Let's talk about some of the negatives, and let's talk about the secondary. Awful. Like, Jacorian Bennett, Mac McWilliams, Keely Ringo, bad penalties, bad plays. Like, the only way that they were able to move the ball, Washington, was by getting penalties called on the Eagles secondary, and the Eagles secondary bit, and the Eagles secondary had penalties called against them. The Keely Ringo one at the end of the game, crucial. Ja'Quarian Bennett, 3 penalties. Like, talk about just, like, not turning your head. Mac McWilliams doesn't turn his head, gets a penalty. Kelee Ringo on the Josh Johnson touchdown, like, just runs away from Josh Johnson as he's running into the end zone. It was bad. And so the secondary, a group of guys that were at one point all expected to be starters. Ja'Quarian Bennett expected to be a starter when they traded for him, at least compete. Kelee Ringo expected to be the starting job, didn't win it. Like, that's a bad look for Howie in the front office, that these secondary members, and I know that they're going up against Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, but they thought these guys could start. Like, they thought Ja'Quarian Bennett and Kelee Ringo could start, and they obviously have not been good enough. So it really, really hurt them that their secondary was so bad. So that's really what killed him today. Like, Tanner didn't play as well as they thought he was going to. The secondary really struggled. And as a result, the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl is a harder one than it would have been otherwise. So we got a fun week coming up. Lots of pods. Maybe this will be the last. Well, look, this better be the last loss of the season, because otherwise it's donezo. So we will have a busy week for you. As I said, a daily pod with James today at 10 a.m. We got the Jordan Mailata show, Players Lounge, so, so much content. Anytime you want to talk Eagles or listen to it, we'll basically have new stuff for you. So go out, enjoy your day, and let's get ready for daily playoff pods. I love you all. Let's do it. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.